Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show, Season 3, Mix Number
16.
What's up? Welcome back. Hey. Welcome to the Halala Show. It's a new administration.
Not yet.
Coming through, though.
I know, right?
Yeah, I took a little break last week because of the elections. How was your elections, Rika? We'll talk about it in a bit, right?
Okay. We're going to talk about both of our experiences. We're going to talk about our week. Well, 2 weeks. That's going to be a really long where you been.
I agree. Yes.
And then after that, we have TTs.
Yeah, right? The TTs, the trending topics for the day. We have the men's UAAP basketball championships with the winners being UP.
Yeah.
In a long time, we'll go.
Tatapang. Matatalino. Walang takot. I'm just hyped.
We'll give you details about the historic victory. And then the other TT we have is about Angat Buhay, the new NGO that VP Lenny Robredo is looking to establish in the coming week. So we'll give you more details on that. Of course, we will talk about the elections, but we wanted to give a more personal take on it. So, and there's too much going on with like election, like the vote counting machines not working, whatever. So we were not going to delve super into that. We'll just talk about our personal experiences on where you've been, which we will start actually now. So do you want to go first, friend?
Sure. Why not? Okay.
You want to split the election where you've been like together? We can do that together. We can just talk about the non-election stuff first. So it's easy. Start.
Okay, sure.
Sure. There you go.
I mean, the past 2 weeks was just really, really, really hot.
Oh my God. Dude, I bought
like,
ice.
I don't even know. Like, there was a time because you know that our shop, 1C, we don't have air conditioning because we cater mostly to people who are like running, biking, on their scooters and stuff like that. So, and it's been working really well for us up until, we were just in flames.
It is the hottest. I've been here 6 years,
my
right?
Gosh.
It's the hottest that I've ever experienced. I think.
Dude.
I'm not crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking hot.
It's so freaking hot, dude. It's just, I cannot believe that we are just, I don't know. Because I've been working in the coffee shop, every other day. And that's my point of reference of how hot it is. Like, I cannot concentrate whenever I do my job. Like, I can't. Like, I'm just sitting down and I'm fucking sweating, dude. Yeah. And now that, things are actually changing with the weather, now I have a little bit of, sore throat because it's always like that. I have allergic rhinitis and stuff like that, and whenever things change in the weather, sometimes it rains and then it becomes hot again. Mm-hmm. I get a little stuffy and now I am a little stuffy and it's so hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
But it's been super hot, but I did a lot of stuff the past 2 weeks. Oh my gosh. I can't even... I don't know where to start. Okay, so let me start with my Barcino experience. Barcino gave me like a lunch out with two of my friends and they're going to pay for the meal. Although I did go over budget, so I had to pay for like 600 more pesos.
Okay.
But the meal was more than that. Like super more than, like ma, right. 5 times more than that.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, no problem if I'm just gonna pay for that. But it was really nice. One of the things that I really recommend you guys try, of course they have like a new like a lunch menu that you guys can try, but ako, my favorite and the whole like lunch set menu was the jamon serrano. It was on like a slice of bread and it has cheese in the middle of it. And it's just, gosh, if you're going to order something from Barcino, please order Jamon Serrano. And if you look at the prices, it's not that bad. Okay.
Which Barcino branch did you go to?
I went to the one in Uptown BGC. It's fairly close. But there is another one here in the Ortigas area, which is in Ayala 30th. So if you guys want to try it out, as in yun yung pinaka, like, oh my God. And then because I saw that there was cochinillo, and you know, cochinillo, it costs like 7,000 pesos, right? But they do have paella de cochinillos, de cochinillo, which means you can try the cochinillo without buying the whole pig. So I recommend you guys try that too. If you guys just want to try cochinillo. And actually my friend described it really, really well. It's like it was chewed for you. That's how soft it is. That's how soft.
That's not the way to sell it to me, friend.
I know, but that's how soft it is, dude. Like my friend was like, parang ninuya nila para sa iyo, grabe sobrang lambot.
Can you imagine? You should make that a new restaurant, right?
I know, right? We just chew it.
Pre-chewed goodness. Droplets and everything.
Oh god. Yeah.
For you.
And then after that experience, since we were already in BGC, we had coffee in Because Coffee, which is really nice, you know.
Oh, yeah. The one by High Street now. Dulo ng High Street.
The next day, I actually went to an event. And yes, events are back, dude. Mm-hmm. I am shook.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a Johnny Walker event. It's actually a month-long event where people can just go in the area of Johnny Walker. It's in Burgos Circle. And then there are games. You can play games there. And then when you buy, you know the burger place Hungry Homies? Have you ever tried that
one? I have seen their posts. Like, I see it on Twitter. I've never tried it.
I know. I've actually seen a lot of their posts, but it was my first time trying Hungry Homies. When you buy Hungry Homies, you can get a free drink. Like a free highball or something from Johnny Walker. So it's super sulit. And damn, okay. As much as I love the patty, of course I love the patty. The bread that they use, like the burrito, the bun, gosh, it's like I can live in that bun forever. That's how I want to describe
it. I always see they make burgers and shit too, right?
Yeah, like they make burgers. And then I actually talked to a couple of their owners, and then they said that they're very specific with the ingredients and where they get the bread and the meat and everything, and down to their fries, because they want it like really homemade fries and still crispy when it gets to you, when you get it delivered. Mm-hmm. And I must say the whole night we were eating those fries, and they were crispy. The whole time we were there.
During this potato shortage, you got a big set of fries.
I know. There is a potato shortage.
Are you allowed to order multiple smalls?
In
whatever, like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to order multiple smalls? Or were they like, will they cap you at one? Just out of curiosity.
Because what if like you ordered for the group, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, can you order more? I think you can.
I think you can.
Malala, I was just thinking.
There is a lack of BFF fries.
I know.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But anyway.
Fries at Hungry Homies.
Hungry Homies. Oh my gosh. You guys should try it out. And the place, like the Johnny Walker event place, it's free for everybody. All you have to do is just, you know, present your vaccination card. And I think it's there until the end of the month. So you guys should try it out. I mean, if you want to go out with your friend. And it's an outdoor event. So.
That's like a yearly tradition for you. I mean, barring the pandemic, you used to go there. You've been to that like 5 times, I remember. Like 4 or 5 times, right?
Yeah, yeah. They always invite me for Johnny Walker. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so thankful. I'm so thankful for Johnny Walker for always inviting me. And I'm like, and now you know what? Honestly, I can drink Johnny Walker like on
Black
the rocks
label?
And Black Label, I can enjoy it on the rocks, and I can truly say that it just has a different smoothness, you know. And I don't know,
have you tried their the other labels? Blue, have you tried Blue?
I actually have a bottle of the red one here.
Okay, red's the cheaper one, right?
Right
And then it goes Black.
But I've tried Black, the Gold Label, and Double Black.
Johnny Walker labels, like, ranking. Mm-hmm. I know Blue is like up there because my uncle bought it, and then he told me it was like $300 or something. Yeah. I was like,
what?
Why?
The hell?
It's expensive.
Wow. I mean, I want to try it now.
I did try it though.
I want to try it.
It did hit a little different. I don't know if I'm just imagining it.
Okay.
But it felt like it hit different.
Yeah, and I'm actually seeing, like, tasting the difference, you know, and I can taste, like, some sort of sweetness to it.
Right, right.
Yeah, and it's really nice.
Red but and black, though, I feel like I can tell the difference.
Okay, all right.
But blue, I don't know, like, if I was just imagining it or not. You know what I mean?
Because like of the price tag.
Yeah, if you showed it to me and said it was expensive, I probably, like, imagined that it tasted more expensive, maybe.
Exactly. I've never tried. I've actually never seen a blue label.
Yeah, I think you have to buy those at liquor stores, like, legit.
Oh, okay. Dang. Well, yeah. You guys can try it out, and they serve, like, highballs and whatever. And they have, like, different flavors too. They have, like, a root beer float that has Johnny. Oh gosh, and it has, like, whipped cream on top, dude. It's like cola cream soda. Parang may pagkaganon siya. Yeah, it's kind of like cream soda type of thing. Anyway, after that, another notable experience that I had was we went to the Korean Cultural Center, me and Ryan, and it's called the Pungwa Experience. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Or Pungwa Light Show, sorry. So anyway, you go to the Korean Cultural Center. It's free. There's no line. It's like a museum that has like 5 floors, and you can look at all their exhibits. But I think right now what they're promoting is the light show. When you go inside, it's literally a wall of lights and lamps going up and down, and it's just whole, and there's this music playing the whole time, and you know it's a light show, so it goes with the music, right?
Yeah,
it's just when I was there, I just could not stop looking. It's really an experience. It's a whole body experience,
and it's like free.
It's free, dude. It's free. Just bring your vaccination card. There's parking. It's free. It's in Bayani Road in Taguig. So it's different from the Korean embassy. You're not going there. You're going to the Korean Cultural Center, which
I'm looking at their Facebook right now, and it looks like it's like there's it looks like there's a lot of activities.
Yes, there are a lot of activities. And when you go inside, actually, the first floor is an exhibit of, like, you know, different, like, the culture, Korean culture. And then there's an interactive photo booth where you can print your own photos. I printed 2. I mean, it's for free. And then you can write Korean. They're going to help you out. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I really recommend going there if you want your own K-drama experience, dude. Para ako nasa K-drama. Tapos kasama ko pa si Ryan. And we were like, is this, as in, we were wondering, is this for real?
Fighting.
Yeah, I know. Fighting. Anyway,
fighting.
But I recommend going there. So after that, since we were already in Taguig, we went to Hatch and Holman, which is a coffee shop in Taguig. And it's really nice because it's a glass house and they have really nice interiors, really good coffee. And I don't know, maybe we just went there the right time. We went to the Korean Cultural Center the right time because it was almost closing. And we got the room for ourselves. Okay. Like, nawala ng tao bigla, and we were the only ones there. And we were like, are we in our own K-drama? Are we? And then after that, we went to Hatch and Holman. And like I said, I think we just went there the right time. We were the only ones there. And it's a, you know, it's an outside coffee shop. So
I've never seen this place. I'm looking at pictures right now.
Isn't it nice?
It's like a glass house, huh?
It's a glass
house. With wooden, like, rustic. I don't know what you call it, right?
I know. It's cool. A date place. Honestly, yeah. I was like, I felt so romantic that day. It's in Taguig.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Taguig.
It doesn't look like it's in BGC because
there's
plants and shit.
Yes, yes. It's actually inside a village. But they're pretty, they're not strict with the village. All you have to say is, you know, we're going to Hatch and Holman. But anyway, I recommend that coffee shop too. It was my first time going there as well. And I felt so, like, surreal that day because honestly, the whole day was so surreal. You know how sometimes you just really have a good day?
Yeah.
You know, I said, Ryan called me up and was like, can I take you out on a date? And I'm like, what? Me? Are you sure?
Little like, old me?
Little old me? What? And I was like, that's yunga. And that's what happened the whole day. And I'm like, I'm just so thankful for everything. Yung parang di ako makapaniwala that this happened the whole day. Okay. But I'm just so thankful. So I recommend both of those places. Please go there. After that, was just you know, day out with my friends, went out with Paula. We watched a basketball game, and what else? Oh, I've been going to the gym a lot lately again, going back on that grind. And I do, you know what? I've been watching this one YouTuber. I think I already shared this with you. Her name is, or maybe I haven't. Nakalibutan ko kasi pangalan niya. But wait, anyway, she usually shares like fitness videos on YouTube, but not like strict fitness videos. It's really more of her life, but she goes to the gym a lot. And, you know, she's like a certified, what do you call this, trainer. And her name is here, Live Fit. I already talked to you about it, right?
Live Fit. No, Live not, Fit. Anyway, not me.
Live Fit, LIVFIIT. And then usually she shares her, you know, her fitness journey. And then she shares her knowledge about fitness as well. And she shared about, and she has a podcast too. She shared about mindful eating and listening to your body. And I think I've been doing that a lot. And lately, actually, I've been craving a lot of salt. And I was thinking, when I crave a lot of salt, what is happening to my body? So I started, Googling that, because usually sometimes when you eat, like when you eat junk food, you just feel bad about it, right?
Yeah.
So she shared about mindful eating, and she doesn't count her calories. She doesn't do anything like, you know, crazy with her diet, but she listens to her body. And that's what I did. Like the past few days, I've been craving a lot of salt, and I was wondering, why am I craving a lot of salt? And I searched it online, and usually it's when you're under a lot of stress, when you're dehydrated, and when you lack sleep. And those three actually is I'm experiencing that right now, because like I told you the other day, I had an experience with my bowel movement. I am so sorry for sharing this on the pod. But the bowel movement was not great. It was more like a lot of, you know, pushing out a lot of stuff.
More out than in, right?
More out than in. That made me really dehydrated. As in, to the point that I drank two Gatorades in like one sitting. That's how dehydrated that I was. And at the same time, it was really warm. And as in, nahihilo na ako because I didn't have a lot of water in my body. And I feel like when I listen to my body, that it was craving a lot of salt, maybe because I was also dehydrated. And then I read somewhere that when you're dehydrated, it doesn't mean that you just drink a lot of water. It just means it also means that you have to replenish your electrolytes, which means you also need some sort of salt content on your, in your body, so that your body retains water. So yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of talks, you know, with hydration lately, because it's been really warm. So I think last night the reason why I ate a bag of chips was because I was craving salt, and I didn't want to feel bad about you know, eating a bag of chips. I was just telling myself, okay, so maybe I need to drink a lot of water.
You want salt, man? You know what I've been eating a lot of?
What?
Butong pakwan from.
Ooh, yeah, that's like straight up salt.
Straight up salt. That's
like the rock.
It's fucking the best, bro. Inject it into my veins,
dude. And then what else? Where did I? Oh, I watched Doctor Strange finally, and I fell asleep. I'm so sorry. I was just really tired that day, and I blame myself for going to, for like forcing myself to go to the cinema and paying 400 pesos.
How much of it did you see? Like
maybe 50%.
Damn, okay, that's an awful ratio.
Yeah, dude, that's
200 pesos worth.
I know. I'm so sorry. And then remember, there's this one article that came out that there's an actress in Doctor Strange where she was like, no, she was arrested for child abuse or something.
What?
Yeah, dude, look it up. No, like, shy. There's an actress in Doctor Strange. She's arrested for child abuse, for abusing a 13-year-old, and, you know, for hurting the child. Yeah, yeah. And
I see the name, but who is she? Like, who did
exactly
she play?
When I saw the article, I was like, I fell asleep, dude. I'm so sorry. I don't even remember this character.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Man, I think she was in the first Doctor Strange.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. If it's okay. The same person, it's from the first, the one from 2016. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It is, okay, it is. Okay. Good, great.
Okay.
But yeah, that's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, if you look at the details, I don't know if I want to talk about it because it's so gruesome and it involves a child. So anyway, if you want to look that up, go
look it
read
up.
It.
Look it up.
Just trigger warning. It does involve sexual abuse. Mm. Okay. And I think that's it, Finn.
Okay. What did I do? I mentioned on the last mix that I went to Pampanga, right, for my Lola's funeral and her wake and burial and everything. I spent some time with my mom. We watched Parasite together.
Oh.
Yeah. You've seen Parasite, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I thought about it. I remember the last time I watched a movie with my mom was in like 2005, believe it or not, or 2003. Wait, when did War of the Worlds come out? Remember that movie with Tom Cruise? Yeah, 2005. That's
2005, right.
Yeah, that's the last time I watched a movie with my mom, like ever. So it's been, what, 17 years? My mom and I don't watch movies together. It's just like something that we don't do. So we watched Parasite together and it was nice. Except, you know, when the sex scene came on, you know,
awkward.
So I got to hang out with my mom and she's really cool. It's really great. It's just, you know, like she's old, right? Older, getting older. And I just feel like, you know, she's like an egg. You know what I mean? Like every time we walk around, I feel like, fuck, I hope she doesn't fall. I'm scared, man. I'm scared because she's like walking slower and everything now. But we got to hang out together. That was really cool. And then I went back to Manila. We'll talk about the elections in a bit. I've watched a lot of shit. I've been watching a lot of shit.
Okay.
I finished the full season of Moon Knight, the new Disney Plus Marvel show starring Oscar Isaac, who you might know from Star Wars. Or Ex Machina. For those of you who are unfamiliar, spoiler free, it introduces a new hero into the Marvel Cinematic Universe named Moon Knight, who has disassociative, what's that disorder? You know what I'm talking about? Like identity disorder.
Yeah.
So he has like multiple personalities.
Okay.
Pretty interesting character. I don't know much about Moon Knight, like in general. Like I never read the comics. I've never watched any cartoons with him in it. So it was a good introduction. I thought it was a pretty good introduction. There's not that much action that takes place, but Oscar Isaac was really good in it. And I think it's a cool addition to the cinematic universe. So Moon Knight, I rewatched last night, just since it's fresh in my memory, The Parent Trap.
Okay.
The Parent Trap, Lindsay Lohan, good movie. Still is really good. Like that movie's really fucking good.
It really is good. Like a lot of layers because, so you know, it's the camping scene. And then when they go back to their homes, it's like a totally different movie when they go back to their homes.
It's great because the actor.
Oh, I love Jesse.
Jesse.
Sorry. I love Jesse. And I love her. I love the actress too.
Yeah. She's so good. The, what is it? Is it their housekeeper or whatever they call it? She's so good. Her acting is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The acting in general is good. The main bitch lady is like, you hate her, right? The lizard scene still makes my skin crawl, you know, and this lizard goes in her mouth. It's fucking disgusting. Lindsay Lohan is fantastic as both, like the accents are, I don't know much about accent, whatever, but her accent sounded
good. But her, yeah.
Right? And it was really good. It was really good. So I rewatched that. I just saw it because I posted on my IG stories. There's one scene where they're like, we have the same birthday. You have a mom. I have a dad. And then they don't.
And then
when
they finally like connect the
are we sisters?
The photos.
So dumb. But my friend messaged me and said, one of my friends messaged me and said that there's an interview. I haven't watched it yet, but apparently there was a thing with like the fingernail paint, like the finger finger paint on her nails that made like the continuity of the scenes more difficult. And that's why it was filmed like that. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the interview, so I'm going to have to watch it. But that might be a thing. So I rewatched that. I rewatched another movie, which I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen Searching with John Cho?
Yes.
Oh, that movie's so good.
Didn't we have it like on a like a
monster movie premiere? Yeah,
I watched it on
fucking big screen. Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That movie's so good.
You know, it reminds me of that one episode of Modern Family where it was just on the screen. Screens,
yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Searching. Watch it with John Cho. I'm not going to spoil it. I know we've talked about this on the podcast too. Like we must have, but it's one of the, for me, one of the best like thriller mystery movies. And it all takes place on this guy's laptop screen. So all the FaceTime, all the plot progresses through things that are shown on the screen. Yeah, so good. So good. I watch on Netflix the new Rebel Wilson movie, the Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect. Rebel Wilson.
Ooh,
lost a lot of weight, by the way. She looks fantastic. It's called Senior Year.
There.
It's a teen comedy movie where, long story short, she is a popular high school cheerleader who, in her senior year, she gets into a cheerleading accident, which puts her in a coma for like 20 years. And then she wakes up and decides to live out her senior year. It wasn't the best movie. I'll tell you, like, I know it's not a great movie, but it's a lot of fun. Like, it's not a great movie that critics will like, but
yeah,
it's enjoyable.
So it's kind of like just something that you don't think about. You just watch it.
And if you are a 90s kid, you will like it because they bring back like some bops, like Britney Spears. They have some good songs in that movie. And the ending credit song is great. Like, it's such a nostalgic trip. So yeah, Senior Year was good.
Did you see?
Oh,
I think
which one?
Britney Spears miscarried, if
did
I'm
she?
Not mistaken. Yeah.
I did not see that.
Unfortunately,
oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll have to Google that. What else did I do? Yesterday, I had a shoot for Gandor Philippines again. So it's like the second shoot of three shoot days. We have chocolate. I don't really know still their concept, but it's a fun shoot nonetheless because they just make us discuss random topics. So it's me and three other hosts, and we had a shoot. It was in Makati again.
Mm-hmm.
They had their office. It's like it was shot in their office, the office that distributes Gandor, and they distribute so much. They distribute like Eskinol and Lipton and Pringles.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like a huge. It's Nutrifinity is the name of the. The name of the company. But so we did the shoot yesterday, took about 3-4 hours, but it's such a relaxing shoot. One of the easiest shoots that I've ever had to work on because they're, you know, we just talk, there's no script and my co-hosts are all really good. Like they're all super talented hosts. So I just kind of, so me seeing it now, you know what I mean? I don't have to work my brain. It's great. And then what did I do? Yeah, I've been eating a lot of butong pakwan because I'm trying to quit vaping.
Okay. Yeah. Like that oral fixation.
Yeah, man. I think it kind of works. Like I quit because I was using IQOS, right? If anyone knows IQOS, IQOS, you can just look it up. It's like a cigarette machine thing. So it simulates a cigarette, but it's supposedly not as bad. So I was able to not use that for at least a week now. But I've been using my cousin gave me like a vape. Like a disposable vape. So I've been using that, but not as often as I think I normally would. So I think it's working, eating the butong pakwan. I'm trying to get sugar-free bubble gum. I feel like that's the next step. Sugar-free bubble gum is my next step into quitting nicotine.
What about chewing bubble gum? It makes you gassy or something?
I don't know. I'm always gassy, so.
Well. Not anything new.
Not a big deal. And then... Yeah, and nothing else really that new. I went to the mall a couple days ago to buy an outfit for a hosting that I have this Friday. But the people that were like, I had to send pictures. Have you ever had to do that? Send pictures for approval? For outfits?
What do you mean?
For outfits and shit?
Yes.
Right? So I sent pictures for approval. I told them I was going too. And they're like, oh, sorry. This was on a Sunday. And they're like, oh, sorry. We can't approve it until Monday. Wala na, I just wanted an event. I was like, that's,
you know, I remember there's this one time that I hosted an event. It was a company event, and I sent photos for approval, and I even rented a gown for it, and they said, sure, that's it. And then, you know what? After, they told me that my outfit was too revealing.
After.
And I'm like, after.
Man,
and I'm like, I cannot believe. First of all, you made me, you know, buy or rent, you know, spend for an outfit. And then after, you insult me and even tell me, it's honestly very, I don't know what to feel about it, but I feel negatively about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's, first of all, what is revealing?
Right.
Honestly, yung parang ako, what are you trying to tell me? I have to, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I didn't repeat like hosting that event anymore. But
yeah,
if you look at the outfit, it wasn't even that revealing. And plus, you guys approved of it.
Exactly. You know what would be, they just would make it cherry on top. If what, you know, yeah, what they would say? Read the room.
Read the room. You still can't.
Fucking, I'm not over that shit, bro.
Oh, no, don't get over it. It's
fine. but that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I missed.
You know what? I'm rewatching The Hunger Games. I started watching Rick and Morty. Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, I know.
Interesting.
There are times, there are days that I would feel anxious, and I try to stay away from Rick and Morty because I know that I feel anxious when I watch Rick and Morty. There's just a lot of shouting in that show.
They are shouting.
They have a lot of like, Rick, don't feel like, and I'm like, what are you trying?
G-Rick, I don't know what to do. It's outer space.
But it's a fun show. I'm starting, I'm in season one, and I also started The Good Doctor. I started a lot of shows this week too. But something notable that I want to share, I cooked sinigang for the first time, and it was successful, baby.
Sinigang, gang.
I know. I mean, you don't usually cook sinigang for yourself. Well, I don't cook sinigang for myself because it's a family dish. You know, you cook a lot, and
it's
you
just
don't
too
know.
Much soup for one it's, person,
it,
man.
For one person. But I tried it. I cooked, and it's, and you know what? I realized you don't really use a lot of stuff for it. You just kind of chop everything. You put in, it's like a one pot dish. Mm. It's so cool. Mm. Anyway, I'm very glad that that happened. And
sinigang baboy or what?
Sinigang na baboy, yes. Oh, yeah, and I used like pork belly instead of the sinigang cut, because I know that a lot of people like using the sinigang cut because it's cheap, first of all, and second of all, it has a lot of bone, which contributes to the soup, right? Mm. You know, it has a flavorful soup. But I went with a belly, and I think I'm never going back to sinigang cut again.
Don't ever cook me sinigang fish. I hate sinigang fish.
Oh, you know what?
Not a fan.
I get it, but you know what's worse? Sinigang chicken. We
really
have it
over fish?
Dude, in our home, in our house, you know, my mom, I don't know why, but she thinks that she can cook sinigang, she can cook chicken with all of the dishes. Yeah. And I'm like, sinigang, chicken sinigang is just not it, mom. Not I am it. So sorry. Man. I am so sorry, dude.
That was one of my fears. I mean, I know it sounds a little bit like pompous in hindsight. So when I was young, right, I would have my lunch packed for me. I went to an international school when I was growing up in Japan. And most of my classmates were like, you know, British or like Australia, like white people, white kids. So, you know, their lunches were like sandwiches, you know, dry shit.
Like pizza.
Right. And I remember I had to have this thermos, like, you know, alam mo yung parang ano, thermos that keeps your food warm.
Yeah.
And it was always like, I would never ask what it was my lunch, but there were days when I would be packed a lunch na may sabaw. And it was like at the time I was conscious about it. I was like, fuck, please don't be like a weird smelling like soup. Cause it was just like, you know, it was just like, it would smell right. Like around the room, even though for me, probably I wouldn't care. It smelled good. I got conscious about it. I don't know if that's like something that anyone else has ever experienced. It's just like a thing. You know, like soupy dishes.
Yeah. And I think nowadays people are more accepting of it. Well, hopefully. Diba? And especially because I don't know, it really is a journey for yourself too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diba? Yeah. Na parang you're proud of your heritage and your culture and stuff like that. But I understand, you know, being a kid, being around.
Yeah, I was afraid to be judged. Like, I was like,
pizza.
Right.
And plus it's, parang hindi siya complicated, but, mm-hmm. I don't know, more like steps. At home, I do remember when I was in high school and in elementary school, we have a canteen.
Yeah.
And they serve sinigang and tocino and all the Filipino dishes. So yeah.
Sarap yeah. And, other than, I have one more thing before we talk about elections. Mm. So it's been so hot, right? But my electricity bill has been kind of crazy because I've been using the aircon too much.
Oh, yeah.
So what I've been doing, and it's been working for me so far, so maybe it might work for someone out there, is I went to Miniso and they're ice packs, you know, like the ice packs that you put when you brew mm-hmm. something. They're only 50 pesos. They were half off. So I bought four of those bitches, right? Or five. Mm-hmm. No, I bought four of those things. And I put them in my freezer. And at night, I just stuff them like one under the pillow, one like by my ass cheek and like one by my leg, and it like cools me even though it's hot. Like I have the electric fan on, mm-hmm. but I haven't used the air conditioning besides now since we're recording, but I haven't used the air conditioning like 2 days now, and I'm comfortable enough to sleep. So if you maybe that might be a good money saving
investment
tool. Yeah, because I don't have an inverter or whatever you call that, an aircon. So
damn.
Yeah. Think about it. Ice packs, man. Ice packs. Lifesaver. Finn, by the way. So let's talk about the election.
Okay.
Where were you election day?
Well, I went back to QC because that's where I'm registered and that's where my whole family is registered. Thankfully, our precinct is just right beside our village. So we just had to walk, no parking needed. And whenever the line is too long, we would just go back. So we sent my brother first to the precinct because tribute. We wanted her to, I mean, we wanted him to like, you know, get a look at the land, right, what's happening.
The lay of the land, huh? Scout. Land.
So he went there pretty early, actually, and he didn't get to vote up until 12 midnight. He didn't stay there the whole time, but he did have to wait like 4 hours. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, my precinct, our machine did not get what do you call this? Fixed.
Trash.
Up until the next day, I think.
Garbage.
So, okay, so here's what I thought. And I know a lot of people feel strongly about this, about leaving your ballot in your precinct that's already shaded, right? And I've seen a lot of photos and I've seen a lot of tweets, you know, saying that you waited for hours in a rally. You can wait for 6 hours to, you know, cast your vote properly. Here's the thing. When it comes, because I was there for a couple of hours, I did wait for the machine to get fixed, but you know, nothing happened. Nobody was there. So I went up to the PPCRV volunteer, like the head in the cluster precinct. And then I also talked to like people from the electoral board who was also there, was handling the.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Machine and everything. And I asked them, how can you ensure that my ballot will go in later when the machine is fixed? And I was not shy, as in like, I was telling them, please tell me, as in, isigaw nyo, because I want the other people to know too. So they're like, okay, so the three of us here inside the PPCRV volunteer and two of them from the electoral board, if I'm not mistaken, or from COMELEC, sabi nila na that we will not change shifts up until the machine is fixed and we can put all of your ballots inside. So walang mag-change ng shift within that room. So nobody can go in and out of that room except for the voters, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then I said, but what time will you get the machine be fixed?
Yeah.
And they told me, well, hopefully by 6:30, by 6:30, they're going to be here. But if they don't come, everybody needs to put in their, to vote manually. And I was thinking, okay, so if the line is going to be long by 6:30 and I don't have the chance to put in my ballot, edi parang walang kwenta. So I decided to just take the chance of, you know, shading my ballot and put it in the COMELEC box.
Okay.
But at the very least, which is so fucked up that we have to think this way, at the very least, there's a 50% chance that I casted my vote.
Was it a instead official of, box? Like it said COMELEC on it?
Yeah, it says COMELEC and it's like a black box. But, you know, it's a box and it's not secure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're supposed to have trust with these people, right? But we don't. That's what's fucked up about it. So yun na lang yung inisip ko. Instead of waiting until 6:30, tas mamaya pumila ako, tas biglang mag-close yung line. Mm-hmm. And they're like, sorry, it's already 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, voting time is done. I opted for, you know, at least early, 50% man lang, mapasok yung vote ko. Instead of nothing, right?
Because
I know a lot of people who voted after the cutoff time, and you still don't know if they're going to take your ballot.
Yeah,
because technically it's after the voting time.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, ako, it's within the voting time, and it's already in the box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not happy with my decision. Honestly, I had to, you know, flip it. Always till Sunday so that I could see all angles. And you know how when you do manual voting, you have to sign this piece of paper, which is so weird because it's just a fucking piece of paper. It doesn't even say there what you're signing for. And I did ask before I signed. I was like, ano po ito?
Yeah.
Sabi nila, yan yung waiver for na, you know, saying that you're agreeing to manual voting.
It said waiver on it?
No, it was just a fucking piece of paper. Honestly, you can sign with any signature. They won't even see.
Fuck,
they won't even whatever.
That's dirty, bro.
It is. And I'm like, what the hell? So I wanted to let the other people know because there were people behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also like, ano ba nangyari? Ano nangyari?
So yeah, yeah.
I wanted them to explain to our faces that this is what is happening and what you're trying to make us do.
Yeah.
And I was like, so waiver ito. But po walang nakalagay na kung ano yung yung sinasign namin. And they were like, basta dyan na lang kayo mag-sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so eto po yung waiver ha. As in like, ang lakas ng boses ko. As in lakas ng boses ko for the room. I was like, eto po yung waiver. Okay, magsasign na po ako dun sa waiver. Ito pong papel na to. Mm-hmm. It was a little too much, but I was like, you know what? The people need to hear it. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I did cast my vote. And I put it in the box. Hopefully they were very truthful. You know, the PPCRV volunteer was, you know, a part of our church. And I know people from our church, but still, I mean, alam mo yun, parang you don't know where it will go, right?
Yeah. And, so, and then there's, even if they fix the machines and whatever, there's been records of like, you know, if you don't get the receipt, right? They said, check your receipt.
Mm-mm.
But like, how do you know it went through? Like, and if it didn't go through, for example, or if, may kamali, like you're not there to like say no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
And sobrang, actually, there were a lot of, you know, I don't know, like theories and photos and like yung mga parang, I don't know, reports that they shaded for another
different candidate.
A different candidate, but the receipt showed a different one. It was just like a lot during that day. And I'm like, honestly, it seems like they're trying to distract us from the bigger picture. That something not right is happening.
Yeah. I mean, it was a record number of vote counting machines that broke.
Yeah. 580 something.
No, it was,
I mean the precincts.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Precincts. Tama nga ba? I'm so sorry.
Basta okay. I'm not sure how basta many madami, precincts, yeah. But maraming machines na nasira. Which is, you know, and for me, my thing is, this is a once in a, well, for a presidential, right? Once in 6 year thing.
Yeah.
Right? So you have, they have, I don't know how the inner workings of COMELEC and whatever, you know, what they do to, they must, don't they do like a testing? You know what I mean? Like for 6 years.
Exactly. They should be.
You don't have like a mass, like a dummy election test date. Maybe to have like, I don't know how the best way that would work, but don't they test their fucking machines? That's they what pisses should. Me off, bro.
And I remember the previous election, they had like a bunch of reports na COMELEC is testing the VCMs yeah, yeah. and stuff like that.
So yeah. that was really what irritated me because it's my first time to vote in these elections, in elections in the Philippines. So I didn't experience it 6 years ago. I wasn't even mm-hmm. here, I think, 6 years ago, like to vote. But I couldn't anyway. But even if I did, like I wouldn't have been able to vote. But so I have no frame of reference, but just judging from what I was reading online, like there was issues with SD cards.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, how is that a thing? Like, hinihintayin SD cards for their machine. I guess it's the machines. I don't know if it has to be a specific SD card that has data on it. I'm mm-hmm. assuming the SD cards are to hold the data, right? The voting yeah. data, I'm guessing. So I don't know if there's like a verified card they need or, but it's crazy that some precincts had to wait like fucking like 4 hours for an SD
yeah,
card.
Yeah, dude.
Like, how does that happen? How do you not have backups with you? That's just mm-hmm. That's just kind of like my rant out loud. Cause in general, like, okay, so I guess we should move forward. Cause I you know, I don't have my voting like thing wasn't as colorful as your story. Like mine went relatively smoothly.
Which is good.
A while. Yeah, which is good. But just from what I was seeing online and whatever. So I guess we should move on to the supposed results, the unofficial results. So we already know that Bongbong Marcos took like 31. I mean, unofficial, of course, as of now, but like 30 plus million compared to the second placer, which was VP Lenny, who I think commanded like 14 or 15 million.
Yes.
So we already know that. So let's talk about the results and like, how they were reported, first of all, but then overall, like, how you feel about that? Ang bilis ma-report eh, for me. I was like,
yeah,
it was fast. That was fast.
Reporting. And plus, it's like the highest like voter turnout, right?
Yeah, and 30 million vote like for Bongbong Marcos yeah. is that's unprecedented, huh? Even mm-hmm. For example, President Duterte did not even garner 20, I think, during yeah. the last election.
So, and Lenny yeah. Robredo also did not garner this like
as many as her
VP count yeah. before,
which was we don't know what happened in the 6 years, but it does mm-hmm. seem a little bit weird.
It does. Mm-hmm. It seems a little sketchy.
Yeah.
And I did see like there are also like a lot of provinces that Lenny did not get any votes.
Yeah.
Strange. There are a lot of strange things that happened in the election. And not just strange, but also it kind of raises a lot of questions too. Mm-hmm. More than calling it strange, I think what we should do is to ask more questions. Yeah. Why it happened this way. And I'm not, honestly, I'm at this point where I'm like, I'm not even trying to fight it anymore. Mm. I just want real answers. Kasi, di ba, ayoko na malinlang. Ayoko lang naloloko. Kasi if you did, you know, if they did explain how it happened and why there were a lot of machines that did not work.
Yeah.
I mean, I would accept it. Fine. Pero and, parang they're, you know, it's like, they're trying to keep people in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, even if something as little as giving you a paper that's had an official, like, this is a waiver, and here is my name, here's where I live, here's my signature, something like that, versus a random piece of paper like you describe, is the difference maker for me in terms of having more belief in the electoral system here.
Yeah.
Right? But the results, I mean, if the results are stand as they are, BBM will be the new president. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that? I honestly, like, you know, being objective about it, I'm sure he has a lot. I'm sure even if, like, if the results are not as accurate as the numbers show, mm-hmm. I really think he did have a huge majority, not a huge majority, but I think he had more voters, I think, in general. I think that's how I feel. Just from my like day-to-day assessment, like when I see it's the masa talaga, the masa really voted mm-hmm. for him. Whether you attribute that to disinformation or whether, you know, just because he's popular among them. I think that his win numbers wise can be, if all the numbers were counted in a correct fashion, if there was no, you know, if it was a clean election, I wouldn't be surprised if he really did win anyway. You know what I mean?
And you know how there are like a lot of talks about, you know, TikTok and Facebook contributing to the misinformation and disinformation.
100%.
Right. And I was just thinking the other day, I want to know how these people were informed when it comes to the family of Marcos and Duterte. And I was so curious to the point where I wanted to make a fake Facebook account.
I wanted to join the other side of TikTok.
I know. I wanted to know how they were misinformed, mm-hmm. so that my feed would just be that. Yeah,
straight
you know,
up.
It's
I get
different
you.
From what I have now.
Yeah.
And I actually, well, I did not make a fake Facebook account, but I actually went to YouTube and they did say that there's this one YouTuber that's really, you know, like, kind of like spearheading, I guess.
Right.
You know,
right.
The campaign.
The, yeah. Yeah. The misinformation-ness.
Misinformation.
Right, right.
And I went to the YouTube account and I watched it. And actually, it was a channel before that I used to watch.
Oh.
And this channel used to make cooking videos. And now it's really more on the political climate. Yes.
Wow.
And I watched one video about it. And honestly, all I could say is they say a lot of things about, what do you call this? Yung parang being divisive, you know, the other side, yung mga, they call it the dilawan, the pinklawan, the kakampinks. You're very divisive. Yun yung sinasabi niya. And I'm like, no, you're being divisive.
Yeah.
You know, this video is making things more divisive for me. And I'm like, and also that video, I realized that they're saying a lot of things without saying anything.
Yeah. It's just a lot of hot
it's
air.
It's making things, it's making the environment more negative without actually having a point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I am shook. And if this is just the tip of the iceberg, what else am I missing?
Yeah.
Us in. Yeah.
I feel you, man. And I, you know, the whole disinformation system that worked in favor for Bongbong Marcos in this scenario, it's a long-term thing. Like it's a long-term, I don't know if it's brainwashing is the correct term, but it's just like long-term exposure to it will make you believe in it.
Exactly.
You know, it's a, you know, like you said, you wanted to join the other echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, for us, just to use, well, I assume you and I have similar echo chamber social media feeds, right?
Yeah.
What we see on social media, we truly believe. Like, so we see a lot of people who have been supportive. For example, I voted for VP Lenny for president. So all my shit was, you know, pink, whatever. So and you always think you're in the right and whatever, or you're voting for the right candidate because you see them posting about facts and whatever. But then on the other end of the spectrum, the other echo chamber, if you will, they see the same shit and they really wholeheartedly believe in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
But what they're posting for me, I haven't been down that road, but I don't think it's as heavy in facts, more of like what you said. It's saying a lot of stuff without saying anything of substance.
Okay. And I remember there's this one discussion in the Halo Halo Show Facebook group, right? Where they were just, you know, showing sharing their feelings, their feeling of grief and the loss, obviously, of the candidate that they voted.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a hot discussion within the comment section.
Okay.
And alam mo, iniisip ko talaga, tinitignan ko yung the words that you know, people use whenever they want to discredit something.
Right.
In the side of, let's say, when they support VP Lenny, when a certain person supports VP Lenny. And I'm like, I looked at how the conversation went. And actually, I didn't do anything. I was just looking it up. And it's really maybe, okay, here's the frustrating thing. I think when a person does not agree with you when it comes to voting for VP Lenny, is they take one thing and then they focus on that.
Uh-huh.
Alam mo yun, yung parang they take one thing that they don't take the whole, let's say maglalatag ka ng facts. They don't take the whole thing. They just take one thing and then they're going to focus on that.
Yeah, there's a term for that. Like in terms of like in debate.
It really logic. Is a communication thing. Yeah, it's a communication thing talaga.
Yeah.
Na parang, and it's a communication problem also. And I'm actually kind of proud how, you know, these people went about the conversation in our group. Kasi wala namang away na nangyari. Hopefully, walang name calling or whatever. There was some sort of name calling, but it wasn't as bad, I think.
I didn't even look yet. I'm sorry. I
looked at the conversation because I wanted to see, you know, isang word lang that I find offensive or, you know, na parang may mura lang or paninira or whatever, you are out of the group. But thankfully, it was a conversation. And here's the thing, there's also this one narrative that says, bakit kayo hindi ma-over? Oh, alam na namin na magnanakaw sila. Bakit pa ulit-ulit yung narrative niyo na yan? Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a matter of belief. This is not a matter of, you know, like, oh, naniniwala ako kahit hindi ko nakikita. No, there is actual proof. There are numbers. There are reports.
Which is being publication,
which
suppressed,
is,
right?
Exactly. And I'm like, hindi to. It's not a matter of naniniwala ako kahit hindi ko nakikita. Hindi. Makikita mo that there is proof and yun ang katotohanan, kaya siya pa ulit-ulit. Yeah. Nagtatanong yung mga tao, bakit nyo ba pa ulit-ulit yan sinasabi? Oo na, sige na, hindi siya graduate sa ganito, nagnakaw sila ng ganito, oo. Pero ba't nyo inuulit-ulit? Kasi yun ang katotohanan. Hindi dapat natin yun binabaliwala kasi yun ang katotohanan. Yeah. Diba? Diba kapag may nagsispread ng lies to you, uulit-ulitin mo yung katotohanan kasi yun ang totoo.
Mm.
Yun yung exact, diba?
Yeah, I agree. But the response is what? Right? Respect my opinion.
Yeah, respect my opinion. Paulit-ulit kayo. Yan na naman yung...
That's the general script that you run into. And I think, and the reason why, right? The reason why if they are not trolls, if they are real people, and the reason that they defend their stance so firmly is because you're, like, for example... You, and I agree with you, right? It's based on facts and whatever. Like, you know, they really did steal from the country, blah, blah, blah. And people who supported VP Lenny fully, wholeheartedly support that with facts. Mm-hmm. But on the other opposition, in their little world, their little echo chamber, they believe that, it's not based on facts, but their belief in their, candidate or in just like their argument is 100% true. You know what I mean? So even if it might not be logically correct in terms of how they approach it, their belief in their candidates and their, like, you know, like my opinion is like, he's, you know, he's going to bring the country up, for example, for BBM, he's going to bring the country to the next level or whatever, golden era, bring it back, blah, blah, blah. They wholeheartedly believe that because it's all they see. But that's why we have opposing views, because we, for example, we have our beliefs, but then we usually back it up with facts. On the other hand, usually they don't. Usually, right? So, that's the thing. So if the election results end up being, you know, verified, what I hope is that the future of the country for the next 6 years and forward is... it turns out better. You know what I mean? Like
there is that hope
that I will be the first to say that if the country really ascends into, you know, the next level and it's a good government and, you know, there's not as much corruption or there's less corruption, than in moving forward, then I will say, you know, we pick the right leader, or the country, the democracy pick the right leader. Right.
Yeah.
That's how I always see it.
There's also that one school of thought na parang, Which I don't know if I fully agree, but there is some sense to it na parang it's really up to you being a good citizen.
Yeah.
Diba, of this country. Mm. But minsan mapapaisip ka, how will you be a good citizen when the system F's you up every time? Yeah. Diba?
I mean, the system...
Gusto mo nga magbayad ng buwis. Sige, nagbabayad ka nga ng buwis. Mm. But how do they spend the taxes that we pay for?
Yeah. That's diba? That my biggest gripe. Because I, you know what? Like, if it's a democracy, right? Democracy means like majority, right? Mm. So... If the majority really wants Bongbong Marcos to lead, that's, you know, I can't say anything about it. That's how it works. Yeah. What the thing that really pisses me off is that I don't know the platform that he had. You know, if Isko Moreno won, or if like Ping Lacson won, or if Manny Pacquiao won, they had they had plans that they talked about. They went to the debates, they shared their mm-hmm. thoughts, they went against the candidates that, you know, maybe had different views. But to me, for example, BBM did not join any debates.
Debates, exactly.
Right? And if he did join something, it was usually in his favor and didn't mm-hmm. really give up. I don't know. That's the only thing that really irks me.
Yeah. And remember this one news anchor that says it sets a precedent for the future elections and candidates of our country that hindi mo naman pala kailangan maglatag ng plataporma mo. Mm. Hindi naman pala kailangan mo lang ng famous last name, you know, a political dynasty beside you, a political family beside you, and you will win the presidency. Yeah. You will win your position. Na parang, it is a dangerous precedent. Yeah. Is that the right pronunciation?
That's correct. But you know what? On that note as well, having the famous last name, right? Mm. I prejudged, for example, Robin Padilla, right? Mm. A lot of people gave him a lot of shit, and myself included. After like the results, the unofficial results were released. Robin Padilla, by the way, number one voted in the senatorial 12, like the top 12. So when I was, you know, when I was messaging my friends about the election results, you know, I was like sad about it. I was like, I can't believe Robin Padilla garnered that many votes. And I'd like to admit that I didn't know anything about his platform. I didn't know anything about him, what he's done. So I looked mm-hmm. it up. Like I actually, like I saw some videos, I looked it up and they were like legitimate interviews. And he actually had like plans. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he has plans. He's done stuff. He's set up, you know, he's set up drug rehab facilities in prisons. He helped author in a law for, you know, whatever. He was more well-spoken than I had already given. I already prejudged him.
Right.
Right. So on that end, on the other spectrum of things, see, that's what I mean. Like, I didn't vote for him, but he had like answers for questions that I had. And to me, that's okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and I think it's also okay for you to, you know, for people to change their minds.
About,
you know, somebody in position.
Yeah. Like,
so but when you see the proof and you do change your mind, then that's great. Right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So if BBM, who I didn't vote for, if he can change my mind, I consider that the biggest victory for the country. Mm. You know what I mean? If he can change the rest of the, whatever you want to call it, like the Kaukam Pink or just anyone who didn't vote for him, if he can change their minds, that is the biggest service that he can do for the country ever.
Yeah.
And I will not, like, I will not be sad for the country anymore. Cause I feel sad
because,
right
sir,
now.
You are already there.
You're there,
you
man.
Know you, diba?
Do your job. That's it. Like that's what he's supposed to do. Like, that's all we can ask for is he does his job and he does it right. Right? Assuming, you know, the results are verified. Because right now, it's still not, right? But it's looking like it is. Any more thoughts, Rica G, on the election before we actually do our TTs?
Man.
Yeah? That's it?
And daming angle that you can...
So many.
You can talk about, but that's our take on it.
So yeah, just for me, if the leaders that were elected, if they do the job right, I won't say anything. Mm-hmm. I won't complain. No, I won't complain. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about the UAAP Men's Basketball Championship. Rica, Did you watch the game?
I did watch the game. Oh my gosh. It was so funny because I couldn't find a I couldn't find a stream. So there, I was just watching on Facebook Live. Nice. They were live na nakatapat sa face sa TV nila and yeah, there's no sound. And I'm like, okay, what's happening?
Para hindi ma, no? Anong tawag din? Ma-ban.
Oo, para hindi ma-ban. So tinawagan ko na lang si Ryan and then he sabi, ako na lang gagawa nun for you. So I was watching through somebody else's TV.
Nice.
So sorry. But yeah, it was a fun game. Sobrang sulit. For people who bought the tickets because they went on overtime, right?
Yeah. It was the best of three series. So the series was tied 1-1. So whoever won that game would take the championship. And it did go into overtime. But overall, at the end of the game, the UP Fighting Maroons took the game 72-69. So it was a 3-point victory in game three. This happened last Friday, the 13th. And it's their first victory since 1986.
I know, 30 plus years, right?
1986, their first one. So you do the math on that, how long ago that their last one was, which is huge because Ateneo, by the way, was the favorite because they have won, I don't know how many in a row now, two or three in a row, the last two UAAP. So it's David Goliath story where why is that a David? Well, you know, David Goliath, right? David wins, right? But why is that like the term used? Because everyone knows David wins.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why?
Because he had like a small
guy. Okay.
Small guy. A small guy.
Because anyway, I don't know what I'm complaining about. But yeah, so the last second or the last like game winning shot was hit by JD Kagulangan. I am sorry if I butchered the names. I don't watch UAAP. But JD Kagulangan hit a game-winning three with only less than a second left on the clock. So it was really almost a buzzer-beater victory. And congratulations to them. Even though it was a hard-fought match, Ateneo had great performances, apparently, from Kwame.
Mm-hmm.
He was the MVP of the league. He had 14 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 blocks. Holy shit, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. And then there was a celebration, I think. Did you go? Wasn't there?
No, I didn't. There was a bonfire. I know. Congratulations. That's such a historic win, too. Yeah. And there are a lot of graduating students, too, in that team. So well-deserved. And now they're everywhere. They're being featured on every single publication and
TikTok
online.
All the time.
You know, on TikTok, on Instagram. So well-deserved. And I think one of them also was injured, if I'm not mistaken.
That I do not know. I don't have that info. Mm-mm. One of the UP players was injured?
Yes. Parang something with a knee. Mm. But it was hard fought. But man, grabe. As in like, minsan iniisip ko na parang, sana I bought a ticket because that would have been such a, you know.
Historic
moment. It was so worth it. So yeah, congratulations to the UP men's basketball team.
All right. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about Angat Buhay, the new NGO announced by VP Lenny Robredo, who, by the way, is in the States right now attending
for the graduation. Yes.
Yeah, that was a cute. I love her. I love all the pictures that are on Twitter. So, yeah, what do you know about the Angat Buhay NGO with the GG?
So, I believe I saw like a tweet na parang, you know, let's make this a foundation. Let's make this, you know, this like the biggest volunteer movement in Philippine history. And that's what we're hoping for. It will be, you know, volunteerism. And it's going to be the widest volunteer center in the country, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So it was a program before, and now they're turning it into a non-government organization to extend more help for Filipinos in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be launched in July, I believe.
Yes. I think it's set to be established on the first day of the new administration. So whenever that happens. And I think it's a good, for me, it's a, for those who voted for VP Lenny, a good way to still have a voice, I think, for your country, or at least your, because what I think was unprecedented this elections and I don't know if I'm just speaking prematurely because I wasn't really involved in the last elections, but I don't ever remember seeing this much passion, like on the street, like, you know, house to house stuff or volunteer work or, like donations and everything that I've seen. It's been a while, like since I've seen anything of like a people power ish movement. And it's a good way to, you know, still keep that going because it's not the end of the world, right? If Lenny didn't win for them, it gives them a chance to still have that, you know, the hope that they believed in during this presidential run can still be continued in the form of an NGO where donations and I don't know what the future plans are for it, but it seems like a good way.
Remember I watched that one video of a person speaking for the other echo chamber. Yun nga. And I watched the video and they did touch on the Angat Buhay NGO. And if I'm not mistaken, they called it na gumagawa na naman sila ng sarili nilang gobyerno, which is totally not the case.
That's stupid.
Because a non-government organization is solely based on volunteers and it is independent of the government.
NGO.
Exactly. And usually it is to serve, you know, social goals, political goals, there are humanitarian causes for environment. So, which is, I think, would only serve us well. Because honestly, if something that streamlined is to go about, let's say, in a calamity, and everything is streamlined through that NGO. And, you know, we know where to volunteer. We know where to go. We know where to put our money and our donations in. Then that will only serve us well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so. As long as if the direction that they're going to go, Angat Buhay, is if they kind of work together with, I think it would be best to start like local LGUs, right? LGUs. Yeah. And then if they can help, I don't know, implement whatever plans or developments that they have. In a sense, it could still work hand in hand with the government to make things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's the overall goal, is to help the country progress and Angat Buhay, as the name implies, to lift everybody up, right? And if they can make that work in coordination with the administration in power, I think that would be the best, like, hopefully that's like best case scenario, that they don't clash, because that's a fear that people have. Especially since there have been targets already. Like some trolls made a fake Angat Buhay NGO Facebook page. You know what I mean? So there's already some pushback, which I don't know why in general. Like, why would you push back against an NGO that wants to help people? It doesn't make sense to me, unless it's just spite or anger or just hate towards Leni Robredo. It's usually one of the main causes, right? They just dislike her. Which is crazy.
Exactly. Right? Which is so crazy because that's what's been happening with her vice presidency.
Yeah.
Remember, she was put in a certain position and she was only, you know, she was only put there so that they can show her that you are set to fail. Alam mo yun, yung parang the whole vice presidency of Leni Robredo is just like people waiting for her to fail. Yeah. Which shouldn't be the case because, you know, these are public servants and they're only there to, diba, serve the people. Yeah.
And if you want, like, if you feel like we're just talking about this, like, in terms of personal feelings, you know, just for facts wise. So, she launched it in 2016. Angat Buhay, like that was her contribution when she, in her time, as of now, up until now, as the vice president of the Philippines. And here are the facts from the website, from the government website, by the way, OVP government website. As of December 2021, so this not even updated as recent as today, Angat Buhay has partnered with 372 organizations, mobilizing a total of over half a billion pesos, 520 million pesos worth of resources for 321,000 families, 305,000 individuals and 223 communities nationwide. So, you know, you can't give me those numbers and say that's not like good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Exactly.
That's good. Like, what have you done? in the last 6 years, like, if that equates that, you know, I feel like,
and I believe like, yeah. And I believe like anybody has a right to organize anything.
Yeah.
Diba?
I agree. And if it helps the country, organize as much as you want. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. So yeah, any more thoughts on the Angat Buhay? I mean, we'll probably get, have more details moving forward with like their future plans and whatnot once it actually gets launched. But if it's any indication based off her tenure as vice president, then I think it will work because it has the support of, I don't know how many people, 14 million or whatever it was, if Hopefully. That's the real number. It has the support of, I would say, at least 14 million people. Which is not a bad thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Anything you want to plug? Anything going on? Oh, by the way, the shirts that I got from 1C and what's the name of the company that made them?
Palpitate Nation.
Palpitate Nation are dope. Great quality shirts.
Yes.
Really.
Oh, speaking of shirts, we are going to do something with ours.
Soon.
Soon.
We're just so planning a date.
Yeah.
But keep your calendars free. And when we do set it, follow us online. Where can they get us online?
It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram, which is at Halo Halo Show. And join our Facebook group if you guys just, you know, want a platform for you to share whatever you want, your thoughts, the movies that you watched. It's at the Halo Halo Show fam on at the Halo. The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. And then email us if you want the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com. That's the podcast. Shall we extra zone?
Bye.
Little.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.